Can microbes save water and energy for winemakers? That's an approach that Sonoma State University biology professor Michael Cohen and his colleagues are testing.
What we want to do is enable waste treatment at a winery so they don't have to export their winery waste either via truck or into the sewer system and treat it on site to a point where they can release it either into a natural waterway or use it for on-site irrigation.
This is accomplished by introducing what are called electrogenic bacteria into the wastewater, where they metabolize the organic material in the water, such as small amounts of juice, wine, or grape skins, and generate a small amount of electricity in the process. But what's more important, says Cohen, is the power that can be saved, because the microbes' digestive process also adds oxygen to the water.
The most energy-intensive part of wastewater treatment is aerating it. That's because the typical microbes that are in a wastewater treatment system, you have to give them oxygen. You have to pump oxygen into the water, either by bubbling or by spraying the water into the air. And all that requires a lot of energy. Essentially, you're doing the same thing. You're oxidizing the material, but you're not having to put oxygen into that water. Roughly one half the cost of wastewater treatment is being saved by not having to do the aeration.
After some preliminary small-scale lab tests, Cohen and his students have built a modest field test facility in the corner of a parking lot at a small Santa Rosa winery.
The pilot system that we have right now was just built in October. We had a lab-scale system at Sonoma State since January of this year. Size-wise, what we had at Sonoma State were two units that were 175 milliliters, and what we have at Vintner Square is a 50-liter system.
Ray D'Argenzio volunteered his family winery for the field trial, and he's hoping the five-year experiment will eventually scale up to treat all the wastewater that he must now truck down to the East Bay to be disposed of.
Obviously, this is a small pilot program, and if it does well, then we're going to increase the quantity. They're expecting, I think, to do maybe 30 to 40 gallons per day. We have about 3,000 gallons throughout the whole year, so I think that may actually work out pretty well.
And a neighboring business, Fog Belt Brewery, is also looking to get in on the tests, says assistant brewer Colin Busbiz, who also happens to be one of Cohen's former students.
If you could extract some of that water that goes into your waste and separate it from all of your solids and all the contaminants, then you could turn around and put that right back into another batch of beer.
D'Argenzio intends to use the cleansed water for landscaping around the winery and possibly for some washing up, but he sees widespread potential for the technology if the tests bear out.
It's a self-contained system, so you can recycle it. And this has a good potential for small wineries or maybe restaurants or the dairy industry as well.
Cohen, however, isn't ready to look that far ahead.
Right now, it's looking quite good. They've established themselves. They're making electricity and doing a good job removing the organics.
Cohen's experiment is being done in collaboration with the Okinawa Institute of Science and Technology, one of a dozen centers around the world currently studying this emerging organic technology. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.